The Dream. The station was a gray slab of a building, added rooms and garages growing from it like barnacles. Inside, beige. Everything beige, bar the occasional coffee stain or grubby wall. The central office where the detectives congregated was empty, apart from a few officers working a late night. Glass windows separated the detectives' offices. Lamps and flickering lights lit the room. Papers were piled haphazardly on most of the desks, though some retained a kind of organization. The desk sergeant looked at the detective as he passed the desk, his eyebrows raised in puzzlement. But he eventually handed over the consultant pass to Damien and allowed him into the station. In the lobby, only the night police could be seen, chatting as they took a drunk to lockup. Otherwise, the station was empty and quiet. The desk sergeant sitting back with his paper filling out the crossword, pictures, witness statements, and the evidence list were all waiting on the central desk to be put to use. So Damien and Anderson began setting up the glass board with known facts from the case. Three sections: witnesses, suspects, motive. The witnesses were listed on the left-hand side. The head chef and head waiter placed separately as suspects. The evidence of corruption was placed on the far right under the motive banner. I line-linked this to the two suspects, both having reason to kill the men as both were invested in the restaurant. Finally, crime scene photos of both murders were placed separately on another board. The observations of both forensic investigators were placed by each set of photos. Finally, they all managed to sit back and look at the evidence, drinking the terrible coffee from the nearby machine, haggard and worn out. None more so than Damien, who had worked a full day before coming there. But there was no time to rest now. In the morgue, Helena and lab tech were busy with the more gruesome aspects of the investigation: opening the stomach of the second man, emptying it to identify what he had eaten and what poisoned him. Blood was drawn and packaged to go to the lab and the contents examined for further detail. The body was also thoroughly examined for injection points or anything that could have led to the man's death or could lead to the man's identity. Not much was said over the next hour. Anderson and Damien leant on a table in front of the evidence board thinking, propped up by caffeine. The morning promised more, however. Witnesses came in and gave more thorough statements. Damien got to see how it was done and listened to their answers and excuses. Finally took Helena to come in and tell the two men to go home and get some sleep. Nothing was going to be accomplished tonight, and she would have lab results for them in the morning. Damien hitched a ride with the detective and finally collapsed in his bed, setting his alarm for 5 hours' time before he finally managed to drift off to sleep. The dream began in a haze, everything black and white and fuzzy. The foreground was foggy and difficult to make out. He thought he was on the street near his old orphanage, and he could make out his mother in the distance. He ran towards her, but she was running away. He ran harder but couldn't catch up. Panic set in. He needed to catch her. He couldn't explain why, but he put all his speed forward as he ran to her. His hand reaching for a weapon, he wasn't thinking anymore. He pulled out the weapon and fired after her. She had dropped something near the orphanage, but that didn't matter. All that mattered was catching her. He could hear a baby crying behind him, a sudden pang of doubt. Shooting a mother seemed wrong. The money seemed so right, so he kept running, leaving the crying far behind. Finally, he caught up to her by the waterfront, pulled out his weapon again, and fired. Suddenly, Damien woke up panting. The dream was intense, but he could hear his alarm going off. He could barely take stock of what he had dreamt. It had felt so real. He washed his face in the sink and took a shower to let it all wash away. He barely had an hour to meet up with Gina, and then he had to go to the police station and carry on with the case. With barely any sleep, he set off to the cafe. Sitting by the window, latte warming his hands, he waited for Gina. Seeing her appear down the street, his heart began to beat faster. Eventually she arrived and they sat together. As he filled her in on the murder at the restaurant, she listened silently. "So you're participating in a major murder investigation? Wow, I wish I was there," Gina said as she sipped her coffee. "I've got to be there in an hour. I'm watching interrogations and witness statements, and then I've got to go down and see Helena about results from the tox screen. It's going to be a full day. Here I am, about to have an exciting lecture on lab procedure, and you get to miss it because you were a witness to a murder," she smiled. "What a cruel world we live in. Do you want to meet up later? I can tell you all about it." She seemed surprised for a moment. "Sure, come over to my place and we can share notes. Send me a text first though." Damien nearly did a somersault when she said yes, proceeding to the police station with a huge grin across his face, which suddenly seemed inappropriate when he stepped inside.